And you are listening to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking CDs at random, putting them in the CD player, and pressing shuffle function. And I thought we had a caller on the line, but I think they got tired and hung up. So if you would like to call back and ask your question for the Pop Oracle, give us a call at 867-5267-360, 867-KAOS. As I said, this is the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with former Radio 8 Ball co-host, Tammy T, doing the musical divinations with you. And I don't know. Let's see.
Is that our caller? Nope.
That's not our caller.
That light blinks forever. Have you learned that since you've been on my seat?
I have been learning that the hard way by doing this over and over again. It's
have
great.
Have you learned lots of lessons from being in that seat? It's a pretty not as easy as you thought, is it?
Actually, it's easier than I thought, to be
if
honest.
If you say so.
There's definite stuff to figure out, but...
It's very busy.
Yeah, it is busy.
It's not hard, but it's busy.
I was terrified of doing it, but now it feels okay, you know. Other than the tongue lashing that I get from Jerry Drummond every time I come in here.
Yeah, he's even come to me with that.
No, it's fine. I'm doing okay. I'm learning. Anyway, it looks like we have a caller on the line. Hello, welcome to Radio 8 Ball. What is your handle?
Firefly.
Firefly. So, Firefly, what's your question for the Pop Oracle?
You know, I actually don't have a question, but I called to say hello to Tammy.
Hi, Firefly.
Hi, and I don't know you, and you don't know me, but I just wanted to say, since I just learned today that you're not on part of the show anymore,
mm-hmm.
that I have really always appreciated your voice in Radio 8 Ball. And I think that having a female voice is really important. And especially for me, being a female. And so I just want to let you know that I'm going to really miss your presence on the show.
Thank you, Firefly.
Yeah, really, I think you're very insightful. And I've really enjoyed everything that you've said.
I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, so...
Yes, she is great. And you can always hear more of Tammy T when?
Sunday mornings from 10 to noon. But you interrupted Firefly. What was that?
Oh, what mornings was it?
Sundays from
Sunday.
10 to noon.
Yeah. Okay, well, that
she
was
has
all.
Her own show, Think Tank, and I invite you to be one of the female voices on the show by calling in. And of course, if you want to, if I were you, I would phrase what you just shared as a question, and we could do a little divination about it and see what the Pop Oracle says.
I did think of that. I thought about that. More. Let's see, what would the question be? Maybe will the Radio 8 Ball, what will the future be like without a female voice for the Radio 8 Ball?
Well, what I would the only thing I would say is
maybe that's not well phrased.
We're not discounting having female voices on Radio 8 Ball. It's not becoming an all male institution.
Okay.
But you might ask, what's the Radio 8 Ball going to be like without the female voice of Tammy T?
Okay.
Not to put words in your mouth, but...
No, that's fine. I really appreciated having the two of you, like having two opinions, and one being a male and one being a female, because I think that, you know, just having two different opinions, especially when you don't agree, is very potent, because mm-hmm. people don't always agree, and sometimes you can learn more when people don't agree.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that question would be fine. The one that you said. I don't have a specific question in my head.
Okay, well, I mean, I appreciate you bringing this up. This is one of the reasons that Tammy's here today, is so that we can address this. And I think it's a... Well, we can talk about it, but I really like to do this in the context that the show offers. So rather than giving you my opinion and you giving me your opinion and Tammy giving her opinion, we'll get the random opinion first, and then we have a jumping off point that sort of resets us all to zero. So I've picked a CD at random. As Tammy can attest, I didn't rig that in any way, right?
Oh, no.
No, I just shuffled through the CDs. Actually, it's a CD I've... I'm not that familiar with, but here comes the answer to the question, what will Radio 8 Ball be like without the female voice of Tammy T in the future? And we'll see what the answer we get is. And when the song's over, we'll come back and figure out what it means. So please stay on the line.
I bent my words around quarters, hoping that it might improve their worth. My little plan, it hasn't worked yet. They just keep falling right on through your hands.
That was Beth Thornley from her CD My Glass Eye and the title song My Glass Eye. And that was the answer to Firefly's question. Are you still with us, Firefly? No, I thought you might have hung up. Firefly's question, what is that I sort of prompted from her. She was calling in to say that she was going to miss Tammy's voice and miss having a female voice on Radio 8 Ball, and I prompted her to ask a question, sort of put that in the form of a question to the Pop Oracle. And Firefly, if you'd like to call back and participate in the divination, I'd welcome that. But without her, Tammy, what did you think about that as the answer to the question?
Well, basically what I thought in regards to Radio 8 Ball, I feel right now that I'm in the place that she was looking for. In the song, she was saying, maybe someday what you think won't matter, but not today. But I think it is my today. Probably my biggest weakness when I was collaborating with you was caring a little bit too much about what you thought and wanting to please you and maybe wanting a little bit too much to be your friend. Personally, I thought on the air we did just fine. I kind of agree with what Firefly was saying. I mean, you're having fun now. That's the most important thing. But I thought personally that the show was better with two people. But it doesn't matter anymore. And I mean, I am okay. And that's what I got from the song.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I mean, when she's singing about her glass eye, I guess what she's saying is, I'm well aware of my shortcomings, these hand-drawn maps of crooked paths. I'm hoping I might improve their worth. You know, sort of a sense of being really aware of one's shortcomings. So I'll interpret it for myself, okay. You know, rather than interpret it for you, you know, that I actually agree, you know, that one of the shortcomings of the show right now is that it is just one voice. And I guess I hope that at some point it will evolve back into being a two-person show. But for reasons that really don't have anything to do with what goes on the air, particularly, it just wasn't working with me and Tammy to be doing the show anymore. So I guess I'm sort of in the place that this person is singing from, which is being very aware that the show is better when there are two voices, and when one of them is a man's and one of them is a woman's. I guess one of the difficulties I had during the show was that it didn't feel very equal the way we did the show. It felt, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but it just definitely felt like you were sometimes ultra deferential to me, or that I would give an interpretation that would last for 3.5 minutes, and then you would give an interpretation that would last about 10 seconds or 15 seconds, and then it didn't feel like it was a very good balance of masculine and feminine. It felt actually, to me...
But we never really talked about that.
Well,
when we were working together. I guess right now, it's not maybe not necessary, but I don't feel that we ever discussed ways to improve that when we were working together.
And I felt like we did, which is one of the reasons why it's not really working, because, you know, because one of us would say one thing and the other one would hear the other thing. And mm-hmm. So that made it sort of impossible to actually, I don't want to say impossible, but it made it difficult to have a healthy and comfortable working relationship.
And I can agree with you there.
So that is probably one of the best examples of how Radio 8 Ball works that you're ever going to get.